I've boshed banter in Prague. I've dressed up as a Smurf. I've swapped lives with a German. Bought strip pens in France. I've covered teachers in sunscreen. Nearly drowned in some foam. I had a naked massage. Me and my mates had a laugh. I did
24 years at the top end.
The tap end. It's much better, isn't it?
See, you have been binned from the 24 years bit, though.
That's fine by me. It makes it much more Dido.
Version 2 is the one that we're going to play from now on.
Mm.
So here we are, then. The second in Season 2 of 24 Years at the Tap End. A lot of people on Twitter saying they can't get that theme tune out of their head now. Stuck.
It's good. I like to think that this is all becoming a bit like Neighbours. It's at that time slot. It's got a recognisable theme tune now. It's all becoming a bit more serious.
What?
Won't be long before you're on Channel 5 then.
That's something to look forward to.
Yeah.
I'd like to take you to my 25th year at the Tap End if you're keen.
Oh, is this allowed?
Oh, so this is not that long ago.
Well, it's been a while since the other series of Tap End. A lot of stuff's happened, so some of the stories are going to be about stuff that's happened since then.
Oh, I'm so keen for that.
Oh, well, this is good, because I thought we were only allowed to have 24 years at the Tap End, like the first 24 years, but if you're going to do, like, in the last year, this is good.
Well, I suppose this is allowed. I did 24 years at the Tap End, but I suppose I'm just going to say, for the purposes of this, I'm going to take you to my 25th year at the Tap End, even though technically I haven't been at the Tap End this year. I just do showers, you know what I mean, to save confusion.
If you don't know what this means, it's because Chris only realised 24 years into his life that you could sit the other way round in the bath. Yes. You didn't have to sit at the Tap End. Much more comfortable the other way round.
And now he's got a hot tub.
Yeah. With all the monies.
Yeah. Anyway, you keen?
I'm keen.
Keen.
I can't wait for this one.
I'm ready.
Roddo.
And I'm ready.
Sorry.
Scott's show was all going well at the new time. We had been working hard on it, and it had got to the stage where I decided to use up a bit of my holiday. My original thinking was to go away, ideally somewhere hot and by the sea. But like most things, I left organising to the last minute, so I decided to do a week of activities closer to home. I didn't want to just spend the week in bed, so I set about making a plan to do some interesting stuff. Take a look around an art gallery, maybe do a skydive, learn how to fish, and try every burger I've never eaten on the Mackie D's menu. On paper, it looked set to be an incredible week.
If you hadn't have made these plans, would you have just stayed in bed all week?
I think so. I think that and playing FIFA, that kind of thing would have been the obvious week off for me. I had found a man on the internet who was willing to meet me at short notice.
Sorry, which activity is this for?
He was a fishing instructor. And judging by the pictures on his website, he was very much the real deal. There were various...
How do you know? There's loads of men on the internet with big rods.
Well, yeah, but this guy, he had everything. He had the beard, he had... You know that you can... I wanted a real genuine Ray Mears-type character to teach me to fish. I didn't want some young city boy or something who does it as a hobby.
If he's dressed up like a fisherman, he's a fisherman. What about those women on the internet that dress up like nurses? Would you trust them if you had a medical emergency?
No, but that's very different, isn't it?
Is
it? You can date them now, can't you? There's a site for that.
There is, yes. I find that service odd because the advert says it's for men and women in uniform and those who just fancy people in uniform.
Yes.
So if you don't even have to have a uniform to be part of it, it's hardly...
It's just a dating site?
For anyone.
And on that site, do they have fishermen as one of the uniforms?
I don't... Does that count as a uniform? I don't know.
Is that where you found him?
No, I didn't find... No, I did not.
Sorry,
that
I meant
was
to
not
click.
An effort on that site.
Fireman.
No. There were various pics of him in all the gear, holding up some impressively sized trout. We had been exchanging emails, and the day had come to meet him. He instructed me to meet him in a car park near Legoland early in the morning at around 6 a.m. And as I sat in my car, I wasn't sure what the sign was going to be so that we knew each other were there. It was a similar feeling to when you're on a first date, but without any intentions.
Hang on a second, this is this year, yeah?
Yeah.
Did either of you have phones?
Yes, we did, but it's that awkward thing that there was going to be a lot of cars coming in. I couldn't just call every time I saw a car, could I?
And when you go on first dates, do you often meet them in a car park near Legoland?
No good point. On a technicality, it wasn't like any first date.
And you've seen a picture of him on the internet.
And I didn't have any ulterior motives.
Unless he's one of those that has a different profile picture to when he turns up.
I like it that you've admitted to having ulterior motives on first date.
No, but you know what I mean. Like, for all you go on a first date, you... Like, for all you're doing a pleasant activity or meeting up for food, in the back of your head, it is a date and you are hoping it will go somewhere, right? That's an ulterior motive. You're not genuinely there for the food.
I love this as a real insight into how your mind works. I really like it.
There were three cars in the car park, and whilst I was sitting there, a couple more came in. Every time I tried to peer through the windscreen to see if I could recognise the fisherman. However, it was quite dark and the headlights obscured my vision. I wasn't sure how to play this one and was about to leave the car to go have a look around when a car pulled in and parked up. No one left the car. I thought that maybe they were waiting for a sign. He was probably thinking the same with me and a standoff had begun. I decided to take the initiative and flash my lights four or five times.
In a car park near Legoland?
It seemed to work. A man opened the door, reached into the back seat and emerged. With his tackle and rod in hand, he stared at me as he walked towards and then passed my car. He looked confused. It quickly became apparent that he wasn't my fishing instructor. I'd been flashing at a stranger. Luckily, at that point, a man knocked on my car window. It was Alan, the man I'd been waiting for. He was a good bloke, a proper expert, and the fishing lesson was brilliant. It was a three-hour chill, learning the basics of fishing. Apart from the earlier car park incident, it had been a strong morning on my first day off.
What did you and Alan talk about?
It's very difficult to think that you're going to spend 3 hours with a total stranger and get on, but I did genuinely get on with him. I looked up to him. He was everything that I wanted to be. He had great natural sort of survival skills. You know, he knew about fishing. He looked like the kind of person who could handle himself in the wild.
Is that what you want to be?
And where were you fishing?
It was at a lake near Legoland.
Or, as we have now referred to it, the wild.
There was a really good cafe there, I remember as well. I had like a really good bacon sandwich in there after. I mean, really good. It's rare when a bacon sandwich can really, like... You know, it's a sort of standard food, but that was...
Especially if you've been in the wild for a few hours, that's quite...
That was something else, that was.
After you've braved the elements for that long.
For that afternoon's activity, I decided to do a tour of the War Cabinet Rooms in London. These are the actual rooms a large part of World War II was coordinated from. I've always been into my history, and this was an activity for me that ticked all the boxes. It was basically like going to a museum, and the last time I had done that was when I was at school. It felt weird not having a teacher around me to tell me off, or having the freedom to eat whatever I wanted rather than being forced into a packed lunch situation. The tour of the cabinet rooms was great. It was incredible to be in a place that only 70 years ago was one of the most secret and important parts of the war effort. The corridors and rooms were quite small, and there was a musty old smell that I guess you could expect from such an old building. There was quite a lot of people on the tour, and everyone walked around at roughly the same speed to avoid congestion and blockages in the tight corridors. I was behind a party of German tourists, and as I entered a room called the Maps Room, I was told that this was one of the most important rooms in the war effort, and was enjoying a talk when the tour guide stuttered slightly and sort of tensed his nose. I couldn't work out what was wrong.
How do you do that?
I don't know. What is a tense nose?
I couldn't work out how to write this in the book. It was...
Do the face.
He sort of sniffed. It was like...
What, like slightly disapproving look?
Yeah. Like he just... Like something had just entered his nose in a sort of unpleasant way.
Don't want that in the map rooms, do you?
I couldn't work out what was wrong with him until it hit me. Someone had farted. It was a nasty one, and it was clear to me that it had been produced by one of the German tourists. It was uncomfortable for everyone involved, but it did make me think. Who would have thought 70 years later there would be Germans farting in the Maps Room?
I wonder if Churchill, all those years ago, was, you know, in there organising, fighting them on the beaches, And I doubt it crossed his mind that in 70 years, a German would be in there letting one go.
No, and that's what I thought as well. It sort of made me smile a little bit. It was a strange moment. And despite the smell, made me smile. I wasn't offended. I just found it a bit funny.
How did you know it was one of the Germans?
I think it was.
What did it smell of?
Because you can always tell who it is, because everyone
can
in that
you?
Room... Yeah, because everyone...
You can tell someone's nationality by how their farts
Well, no, because I was giggling a little bit, right? But you know who it was because they were really straight-laced. They kept a straight face throughout. And I'm talking, this was a bad one. And no, none of them were, like, laughing. It was, like, a very serious thing for them. And bless the tour guide, he carried on. It had been a great day off, though. A mixture of a chill and an education. I had learnt the basics of fishing and learned a lot about Winston Churchill. It had been a great start to my week off, which would later see me get up to loads of stuff. It was a week of trying new things. I did bail on the skydive, though. I bottled it. Something to this day I still regret.
Oh, let's get you to do a skydive.
Now, you've done this before, haven't you?
Yes, you can do one this weekend.
No, have you done one?
I bottled it.
Yeah, no, I've done one.
But you did it on the show. I'm sure I remember listening to this.
You should do it. Come and do it this weekend.
Would you do it again?
Yes, I would, actually.
You see, I was up for booking
it. I wouldn't do it this weekend when you were doing it, because I'd obviously be on the ground filming you coming down to see me, but I would do it again, yeah.
coming down to see me?
Yeah, you know, like when you...
It's not really romantic
like when you
thing,
kind of
Becky,
float I'm... down. You know the bit where you first jump out and you go really fast, and then by the end you're like, hi, make like a really slow kind of la-di-da.
It is quite
entrance,
slow at the end, yeah.
And you're kind of sat in a really awkward, like, baby in a nappy position. Do you know what I mean? Like, you've got your legs kind of wide out and you can't speed it up or anything. And you don't know if you're going to go in the bush or not.
I'm not going to lie, I'm a bit scared of it. And that's why I bailed. But I would definitely think about doing it. Did you enjoy that?
I loved that.
You're actually asking us, how was that for you?
Just a bit of feedback.
Okay. Yeah, it was good.
I liked it.
Good.
Let's see what the listeners are saying. More on Monday at 1:45.
I've boshed banter in Prague.
Thanks, Chris.
I've dressed up as a Smurf. I've swapped lives with a German. Bought strip pens in France. I've covered teachers in sunscreen. Nearly drowned in some foam. I had a naked massage. Me and my mates had a laugh. I did.
24 years at the top end.
At the tap end.
The Scott